Hello, and welcome to Season 4 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. I'm bass baritone David Crawford, and I'm excited to return to the Atlanta Opera to perform the role of Count Montarone in Rigoletto. I'm thrilled to be your host for this week's episode on Verdi's tragic opera. One fun fact to share is that Rigoletto originally had a different title, The Curse, but it didn't get past the censors. The maestro, Roberto Calb, shared this story on our first rehearsal, and I think it's a really fun one to share with you all. The curse had a very special place in Verdi's history. When he was a young boy, he worked at a church, and he was kicked down the stairs by the priest for doing something wrong. And he stood up and looked at the priest and said, "I hope you get struck by lightning." Well, a few years later, the church did get struck by lightning, and the priest and several other parishioners died. And so the curse for Verdi means something very, very important. Now, let's dive into the tragic tale of love, revenge, and sacrifice, Rigoletto. Act 1 begins at a lavish party in the Duke's palace. Amidst the revelry, the Duke of Mantua expresses his desire for a young woman he recently saw at church. However, his attention soon shifts towards seducing the Countess Ciprano. As they leave together, Rigoletto, the Duke's jester, mocks and humiliates the Countess's husband, Count Ciprano. Count Ciprano, seeking revenge on Rigoletto, learns from Marullo, a nobleman, that Rigoletto keeps a woman in his home. They make a plan to abduct her for the Duke. Meanwhile, the nobleman, Count Montarone, interrupts the party to defend his daughter's honor, who had been ravaged by the Duke. Rigoletto mocks Montarone's anger, and in a fit of rage, Montarone curses both the Duke and Rigoletto. Later that night, outside the palace, Rigoletto encounters Spartafucile, an assassin. Rigoletto compares his own biting tongue to an assassin's sword and sends Spartafucile away. Upon returning home, Rigoletto is greeted by his daughter, Gilda, whom he has kept secluded since her mother's death. He leaves Gilda in the care of her maid, Giovanna. Soon after, the Duke, disguised as a student, sneaks into Rigoletto's house and confesses his love for Gilda. Having noticed the disguised Duke following her home, Gilda returns his affections, and then they bid each other farewell. Outside, Ciprano and the Duke's associates gather to abduct Gilda, believing her to be Rigoletto's mistress. They blindfold Rigoletto and deceive him into letting them into his own house. They depart with Gilda, leaving Rigoletto alone with his regrets and Montarone's curse echoing in his mind. Act 2 takes us back to the Duke's palace. Having discovered that Gilda is missing, the Duke laments losing her. However, he soon discovers that his own associates have brought Gilda to him and rushes off to see her. Rigoletto arrives searching for his daughter, but is turned away by the abductors. Gilda appears, tearfully recounting her flirtation with the Duke, her abduction, and what has happened since. As Rigoletto consoles his daughter, he sees Montarone again and remembers the curse. Rigoletto vows to Montarone that the Duke's crimes against their daughters will be avenged. Act 3 takes place at Spartafucile's house. Rigoletto brings Gilda to the home of the assassin, whom he has hired to kill the Duke. Gilda is forced to watch from the outside as the Duke, no longer disguised, seduces Maddalena, Spartafucile's sister. Rigoletto finalizes his arrangements with Spartafucile, planning to return at midnight to accept the Duke's lifeless body. Against her father's wishes, Gilda returns and listens as Maddalena pleads with her brother not to kill the Duke. Spartafucile initially refuses, but eventually agrees to spare the Duke's life and plans to kill whomever arrives at the inn before Rigoletto returns. In a selfless act of love, Gilda, disguised as a man, decides to sacrifice herself and knocks on the door, offering her life in place of her lover. Spartafucile attacks her. At midnight, Rigoletto returns to Spartafucile's house and is presented with a sack containing what he believes to be the Duke's lifeless body. As he leaves, he hears the distant voice of the Duke singing. Curiosity getting the better of him, Rigoletto opens the sack to find his dying daughter. Gilda breathes her last breath in the arms of her devastated father, who laments that Monterone's curse has been fulfilled. I'm bass baritone David Crawford, and thank you for joining me on this week's episode of the Atlanta Opera Podcast, Blink Opera. If you enjoyed learning more about Rigoletto, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.